This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Rescuers race Saturday to search for survivors and help hundreds of people left homeless after a powerful tornado cut a devastating path through Mississippi, killing at least 25 people, injuring dozens, and flattening entire blocks as it carved a path of destruction for more than an hour. AP correspondent Rogelio Solis reports that the tornado's devastation at a mobile home community in Rolling Forks, Mississippi.
In some instances, you have structures that are still standing, you know, windows blown off, roofs that are blown off. In the mobile park that I'm at, there's nothing left. There are vehicles on top of the area diner. There's a pool table out there and a couple of arcade machines, but that's all that's standing there. Every individual mobile home is gone or destroyed. Debris that's piled upon debris.
U.S. President Joe Biden has issued an emergency. State of emergency. U.S. President, Russia will now station tactical nuclear weapons in neighboring Belarus, President Vladimir Putin said on Saturday. VOA's Marissa Melton tells us more.
This would be the first time since the mid-1990s that Moscow will have based such arms outside the country. Putin made the announcement at a time of growing tensions with the West over the Ukraine war and as some Russian commentators speculate about possible nuclear strikes. The United States, the world's other nuclear superpower, reacted cautiously. A senior administration official noted that Russia and Belarus had talked about such a deal over the past year and said there were no signs Moscow planned to use its nuclear weapons. Marissa Milton, VOA News.
The top commander of Ukraine's military says his forces are pushing back against Russian troops in the long and grinding battle for the town of Bakhmut. British military intelligence published on Saturday. Russia appeared to be moving to a defensive strategy in eastern Ukraine. This is VOA News. Honduras has cut diplomatic ties with Taiwan. Latin American country announced Saturday, saying it recognizes only one China in the world. The announcement by Honduras's foreign ministry, posted on Twitter and also reported by China's CCTV, comes amid rising tensions between Beijing and the United States, including over China's increasing assertiveness towards self-ruled Taiwan. The move leaves Taiwan recognized by only 13 sovereign states. The Taliban says it's still trying to take charge of Afghanistan's embassies abroad, despite international isolation because of its restrictions on women and girls. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
In a video, the government's main spokesperson said they had sent diplomats to at least 14 countries to take charge of other diplomatic missions abroad. The UN and foreign governments have been extremely critical of the Taliban's treatment of female education and employment. As a result, the international community in general remains wary of officially recognizing the Taliban. In Kabul, 10th grade student Sarawat told the AP she has few prospects under the Taliban's rule. We're living with an uncertain future. Women's futures are wasted because they cannot study and go to school. Despite the disapproval to Taliban policies on women and girls, some countries retain an active diplomatic mission in Afghanistan, including Pakistan, Turkey, Qatar, and China. I'm Karen Chamas.
Donald Trump used his first election rally in Waco, Texas, to rail against the prosecutors investigating him, employing dark and conspiratorial language to fire up his base ahead of next year's Republican primary elections. He told supporters the investigations swirling around him were something straight out of the Stalinist Russian horror show.
Prosecutorial misconduct is their new tool, and they are willing to use it at levels never seen before. In our country, we've had it, but we've never had it like this. We must stop them, and we must not allow them to go through another election where they have yet another tool in their toolkit.
Trump is being investigated in Manhattan for campaign finance violation stemming his alleged payment of hush money to an adult film actress ahead of the 2016 election. Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant is calling for an immediate and temporary halt to the far-right government's contentious plan to overhaul the judiciary. His warning makes him the first ally of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's coalition to break ranks. Citing the need for dialogue with the opposition, he said on Saturday, and asked Netanyahu's coalition to wait until after Parliament reconvenes. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.